29th, and it should be fun. You can have a great day for it, Debbie.
Yes.
Preservation Racine running this, and it's their 47th annual tour of historic places. Jim Messier, part of that, and he's going to be back next month with Carol talking about the old TV shows. I should have fun with that, too.
Right.
Carol back from her tour of the fjords in Norway. The fjords. We're talking about the guy named Sven. We're going to have a Norwegian cod on this trip, and you're going to be sick of it by the time we get done with it.
She'll tell you all about it.
Cod for breakfast, cod for lunch, cod for dinner. All right. Thank you very much, Debbie. Thank you very much, Jim.
Our pleasure.
And we'll see you next month. 8 o'clock on the Noggin now here at WRJM Local News Timeless Hits. Let's check the news.
Local News and Timeless Hits. WRJM. Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Helene is powering up. Heavy rain, tropical storm force winds on Marco Island as the system reached Category 2 strength just a few minutes ago. And it may not stop until it reaches a 4 before it makes landfall later today. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Hillsborough County.
The big concern for the Tampa Bay area is the expected storm surge. It could be anywhere from 5 to 8 feet. And that is why officials have ordered mandatory evacuations in several counties.
Forecasters say storm surge could reach as high as 20 feet around the Big Bend. Case White is in St. Mark's.
May take us a little bit of time to put everything back together, but we're resilient. We'll come right back. That's what we've done for years.
New York Mayor Eric Adams is now the first mayor in the city's history to be charged with a crime while in office.
I know I am innocent.
CBS News has learned the FBI and other law enforcement searched Adams' Gracie Mansion home this morning. Correspondent Nikki Batiste is at the U.S. District Courthouse.
The indictment is still sealed, so the exact charges are unknown. According to sources, it was part of a probe focusing on whether Adams conspired with Turkey and possibly five other foreign governments to funnel illegal donations into his 2021 mayoral campaign in exchange for influence.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu denies a 21-day truce between his country and Hezbollah is imminent. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
In a statement, the prime minister's office denied an Israeli TV report that Netanyahu has ordered the army to tone down strikes in Lebanon, saying the army will continue hitting Hezbollah with full force.
CBS News' year-long investigation into multi-million-dollar online romance scams shifted the focus from victim to scammer. CBS's Vicki Barker takes a closer look at the operation based in Ghana.
In the bustling back streets of Ghana's capital, a guy we'll call Abdullah is working.
I go on online dating sites.
I go to online dating sites, he says, and search for lonely older American men pretending to be a white American woman. The scams are sophisticated. Abdullah will hire porn actors for face-to-face calls with the victims, spend months building their trust. Working with Abdullah, Kola, a university graduate.
I feel disappointed. Like, I didn't go to school to do this.
Oakland A's fans bracing for this day since April. It'll be the final game at the 57-year-old Coliseum before the team moves to Sacramento for now. Guardians manager Stephen Vogt used to play for Oakland.
Knowing that there may never be another Major League Baseball game in the Oakland Coliseum, it's a sad day.
Today's A's-Rangers game, a sellout. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some voters have already cast their ballots. The State Elections Commission has started putting out daily updates on absentee ballot returns. As of yesterday, Racine County reported about 300 returned ballots out of about 12,000 requested. A high-speed chase in Racine ended with a collision at Wright and Cleveland yesterday afternoon. It started near Victory and Ohio. The status of those involved in the crash isn't yet known. It follows a previous chase on Monday that resulted in injuries to 4 people and 2 arrests. The Kenosha Unified School District is seeking public input to help shape a referendum. They've got a survey online asking about how to allocate increased taxes if a referendum does appear on the spring ballot. Residents of Racine can get a $25 gift card by taking part in a community conversation today. It's focused on neighborhood safety and takes place at 5:30 in City Hall. And the 13th annual Racine Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place October 24th. The event at the Roma Lodge will honor former NBA stars Caron Butler and Mike Ratliff, among others. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 73 with sunshine and low 70s right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I personally take the subway in New York. I love the subway because of the male and female voices that narrate the subway, that man and that woman. The woman who does the subway announcements and her way too loud husband. You know, the woman who's like, the next stop is Christopher Street. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. Why are you shouting? What are you, in the next room? My friend who works for the city, I said, why is it a male voice and a female voice? And he told me, because it's been proven that people will take information from a female voice, but they will only take a warning from a male voice. Now, that's its own American gender nightmare that we don't have time to get into. But I have to say, I trust that woman more. I like how she says the subway stops, because she always says them like they're a little secret. She's always like, the next stop is Chambers Street, assaulting an MTA worker. I wasn't gonna do that. They warn you about that now. There's also signs in the back of taxi cabs that say, murdering a taxi driver will get you 25 years in prison. Oh, okay, I guess I won't do it. That doesn't happen in any other industry. It's not like at restaurants, they're like, your server Michael will be right over. Oh, by the way, killing a waiter in the state of New York is a Class A felony. I'll get you some bread.
Stop in the name of love, Dana Ross, Supremes, local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. It's 8:11 on a beautiful sunny morning. Highs near 75, right now 59 degrees and sunny right here at Radio Park. They say the one key to success in life is identifying toxic people. And people on social media are sharing some warning signs of toxic people, like those who lie, not taking responsibility or accountability, being self-absorbed, cruelty to animals, and this last one surprised me, littering. Toxic people litter, I guess, huh? 8:12. Here come the zombies. Time of the season.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Daddy,
he rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. Said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the world that her baby
so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so.
Local news, timeless hits with the Beatles. I feel fine, 8:17 at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 75. Nice weather, really, right through Sunday. Right now, it's sunny and 59 degrees right here at Radio Park. A beautiful, crisp fall morning. Very nice. Want to hear a weird story? This is about actor Kevin Bacon and his wife. Kevin Bacon once bought farmland under the condition that he had to destroy the haunted house on the property within a month. Just that alone would keep me away. Kevin was told that the house dated back to the 1700s and involved the murder of a Native American by a colonial soldier. The former owner even had Ghostbusters come in for a visit. Of course, he destroyed it, and his wife, Kira Sedgwick, didn't want to take any chances, so she didn't let him keep anything from the house. Everything had to be destroyed. So he says, no, he hasn't seen any ghosts, but he hopes someday he might. Would you buy that property?
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Pay for by Wesley Financial Group.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits at WRJN with Elvis and the Jailhouse Rock. You ever seen the movie Jailhouse Rock? There's a mistake in the movie. I'll tell you what it is. Once I tell you, I can't untell you. So you'll notice it every time. He's wearing a prison uniform in the jail. The number, his prison number, changes in every scene he's in. They use a different number on there. So he'll be singing the Jailhouse Rock song. He'll have a prison number on his uniform. In the next scene, he'll be talking to somebody. It's a different number on there. They didn't keep it the same throughout the movie. All right. The Supremes, Love Is Here, and Now You're Gone at WRJN.
faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love and you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me this morning. It's just about 8:30. Before we go to the news here, I talked about that mistake in the movie Jailhouse Rock with Elvis Presley a few minutes ago where his prison number kept changing on his uniform throughout the movie. Here's some more odd but true movie trivia I came across. You ready for this one? Did you see The Godfather? Do you remember the scene when the movie producer, they wanted him to hire the Frank Sinatra character, Al Martino, to be in a movie, and he said no, and he woke up and found a horse's head in his bed. Remember that? It wasn't a fake prop. That was a real, actual dead horse's head they got from a dog food plant in New Jersey. That actor actually had to wake up in bed and find that real bloody horse's head in his bed. I don't think I would have taken that role. It's 8:30 on the docket. Let's check news from Civic Media right now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident.
Local election clerks are busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says all poll workers work in twos.
Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Kenosha Unified School District wants the public to help set a referendum. KUSD officials have launched a community survey asking people how increased taxes should be spent. People can participate in the anonymous 10 to 15 minute survey at KUSDsurvey.com. It's possible a referendum will be on the spring ballot. A statement from the district blames financial problems on a lack of school funding and inflation, but doesn't make note of lower enrollment numbers. Racine is offering $25 and a meal if you take part in a community conversation today. The event this evening is focused on neighborhood safety and is set for 5:30 in room 204 of Racine City Hall. It's organized by the Department of Community Safety and is part of ongoing efforts to ask the community about safety concerns and solutions. Those who attend can get a $25 gift card. And the Bucks now have a global sustainability partner. The basketball team has announced a three-year partnership with the Wilo Group. The collaboration, unveiled at a press conference with the governor yesterday, focuses on sustainability projects and initiatives, including river cleanups throughout the state. The deal also includes Wilo logos in the Fiserv and on the team's warm-up jerseys. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 73 with sunshine and low 70s right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Every game, you'll see a player argue with an umpire, and I've never seen an umpire change his mind ever. So why would you waste your time? Has that ever worked? You ever see a guy sliding into home? You're out! You're crazy, man! He missed a tag! I have my hand! Okay, safe! I don't like conflict. I tend to shy away from that. Go ahead, give him a run. No, it's okay. I didn't know about the yelling. It's okay, give it to him. Baseball has interesting traditions. Why do baseball coaches wear uniforms? Imagine a hockey coach on the sidelines wearing full goalie gear. Give it your all, fellas. Who's the guy in the goalie mask? So why is it normal in baseball? They look silly, especially the ones who have put on a few pounds, sitting in the dugout, pinstripes this far apart. Looks like somebody made a jailbreak out of his torso. I think I might pinch run today. I'll just sit here and eat Funyuns.
Chance now. Come on, baby, you love emotion. My little baby, see if you can do it with ease. It's easier than life.
doing the Little Eva hit, the Locomotion. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, coming up in a few minutes when Cindy Huber gets here, we're going to talk about her Artist of Record contest. We're doing a vinyl contest here starting Monday on WRJN. Right now, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. She's Just My Style.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Don't you think about it?
Drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Don't you think about it?
Oh,
Dog 9-1, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Think back. Do you remember New Coke? Remember when they came out with that new Coke flavor? They called it New Coke. Didn't last very long. They got rid of it. Now Coca-Cola made another poor decision. Coca-Cola is discontinuing their spiced flavored Coca-Cola after just 6 months. They should probably just stick with the original and stop making these changes, huh? It's 8:43, local news, timeless hits.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in magic?
Sebastian, Love and Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 75. Partly cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow, partly sunny Saturday, sunny on Sunday. Right now it's sunny at 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. Think back to when you were 10 years old. Could you have done something like this? A 10-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister stole their mother's car because she took away their electronics. It gets better. They drove 200 miles before they were caught by police. Thankfully, no one was hurt. I think at age 10, I was mastering the two-wheel bicycle and learning to tie my shoes. This 10-year-old drove 200 miles in his mother's car. I think I started to drive when I was... I don't think the first time I drove 200 miles, I think it was in my 20s.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Working my way back to you. Local news and timeless hits at WRGN. The Brewers take on the Pirates. It's a lunchtime game today. Pre-game 11 o'clock right here at WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 75. Partly cloudy tonight. Then sunshine tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's sunny at 63 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm not afraid to die.
Sober's here.
Hey, hi.
It's always a brighter morning when Cindy comes in.
Who said that? I want to talk to him.
It's coming up on Monday. Cindy Huber's Artist of Record is going to take place. When you hear a song by the Artist of Record between 9 and 2, and Cindy will tell you what it is, be called her number 5 at the number she'll give you, and you'll win a vinyl album from that artist thanks to Time and Again, Music and More in Sturdivant. Your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And vinyl's big again. The library rents out vinyls now again.
Well, because, it's warmer with vinyl. It's warm. I'm a DJ. I don't know how to get up close to the mic here. Vinyl is warmer. The CD's kind of the real quality. The sound drops off. But vinyl is just warm. It's great. Everything sounded better on vinyl, period.
I'm looking at the list here of artists, and I'm not going to give them on the air, but I got to tell you, these are some great albums we're really going to be getting.
I know it. I'm so excited about that.
And by the way, if you don't have a record player, the library also will, you can take out with your library card, take out a record player.
I just found that. Yeah. I think I found that out from you.
Yeah. I tell you all this stuff.
I know.
Okay. So Cindy does that. It starts Monday, the 30th, which is Monday.
Monday. It's scary.
It's the 30th already?
Isn't it August yet?
Yeah, no, I think it's July.
Oh, boy.
Cindy Huber's Artist of Record starts Monday and runs through November.
Oh, wow, that long?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So Cindy's on a short show today, 11 o'clock, yeah. The Brewers. And then after that, the birthday boy. It's his birthday today, Kurt Bowman.
Oh, did he? Oh, well, every hour is going to be, well, all two of them.
Now, I won't tell you how old he is, but he's
happy
not
birthday, Kurt.
He's not Medicare and Social Security yet. So, but today's Kurt Bowman's birthday. So happy birthday, Kurt. He's a good friend of mine. We got to lunch all the time. If I would have taken him out to lunch on Monday, I would have paid for it for his birthday. But we didn't go out Monday.
No.
Now he's going to have to pay next time.
Yeah.
His birthday's
over. And he's
going
to wait a whole year before he get that extra chance for you to pay.
Well, happy birthday to Kurt. Okay, Cindy Huber coming up next here at WRJN. It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Now, we do have Dick Rassefa coming in, talking about the high school football game of the week at about 7:15. Now, normally at about 7:35, we have Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, but he's in Hollywood this week.
Really?
Hobnobbing with the studio heads, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to miss him.
So he did record something for us from Hollywood, and I'll have that for you tomorrow morning. Okay, and when he gets back from Hollywood in vacation, he's going to talk about all the things he did with the people at MGM and Lionsgate and Universal and Paramount and...
what a great job. Just have all the luck, man.
What a great job. Hobnobbing with the celebrities. All right. Cindy's up next. I'm Don. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. Have a great day today. Let's do it now with the Yardbirds for your love. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
For your love.